Fine, then let hello.
Is Ralph in by chance?
Yeah, this is Ralph.
Hey Ralph, it's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to call and actually follow up here. We had extended an offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. It was actually based off some good borrowing history you had there with TLC Capital. It looks like we were able to get you pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base with you in the business and see if there was going to be any plans for growth in the near future we might be able to help you out with.
Yeah, I might take advantage of that. But I want to, like, I will buy my own equipment with, I mean, I'm looking for a lender who gives me cash, kind of, you know.
Yeah, I mean, are you familiar with working capital?
I don't know. Did you talk 2 days with me? I don't remember talking to anybody.
No, we just had sent this out through mail here about 2 weeks ago, so this is our first time
reaching
out here for you. What was it you were maybe looking to do there?
And you are in Cardiff?
Yeah, we're in Miramar. We're right next to the base. We're like probably 20 minutes away from Cardiff by the sea, just south.
Oh, I see. Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, I'm literally looking at like maybe like $50,000-$60,000 kind of.
Okay.
You know, to just update some of the stuff and, you know, just different type of things.
Okay. Yeah, was that you were looking to maybe bring on equipment to update, or you just needed to make updates on the equipment you already have?
It's a little of both.
Okay. Yeah, we actually might be able to help you out there on both ends. As far as the capital goes, we can definitely free up some capital there. Our working capital programs are unsecured, so you can pretty much use it for the business however you see fit. And then we also, our bread and butter here for over 14 years now has been equipment financing. So if there is some equipment you were looking to bring on there for the business, it's definitely something we could also do for you. Has business been picking up since school started back up in session?
Yeah, it's been let's say like that.
I see.
Before the school started.
I see. So for the business throughout the year has been pretty steady there?
Yes.
Okay. What type of equipment there were you looking to bring on? Was it like a piece of milling equipment or scanning?
It's more manual stuff actually.
Okay.
Yeah. It's more smaller stuff, you know, which is not like big expenses, you know, it's a few thousand dollar here, a few thousand dollar there kind of situation, you know.
I gotcha. When were you looking to bring this on?
Probably within the next 3-4 months, something in that area there.
Okay. As far as the approval process goes here, it's really just three things that we look at. Once you get that over, I can usually get you answers in 24 hours. And if you do get approved, the offers are good for 90 days. A lot of businesses like to get ahead on the paperwork and just kind of see financially what they could have in the back pocket come time to make that move. But it's definitely something we could possibly get the ball rolling there for you.
What are we looking at the interest rates right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to depend on the equipment side, what the equipment is, whether it's new or used, kind of the length of the term there will depict the rate on that. And then on the working capital side, we're usually able to free up about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. And that's kind of the gauge on it. And then depending on what you look like on paper with your credit and your bank statements there will kind of depict the rate there. We don't have a set rate just because of the amount of the broad spectrum of companies that we work with.
So probably it runs between like 7 and 9% in that area.
Yeah, I mean a lot of people get that, but what we don't operate on a like an APR or an interest rate. We actually just do a fixed payback amount, so you'll know exactly how much you will be paying back, and then you just disperse that throughout however length of the term you choose.
Yeah, I do not like that type of thing.
You don't like what?
I don't like this kind of thing. I did that with CIT, and I don't like it. I hated it from the get-go, and I don't want this ever having to happen again.
What was it you didn't like?
I don't want to have a certain amount, and I don't know my interest rate, you know, and they just give me a certain amount, and they just tell me this is what you pay for the rest of the time. It makes it very difficult for DAX purposes, makes it very difficult for other purposes to refinance this thing, because I'm... anyway...
Who was it you went through this? It's supposed to make the whole process much simpler there for business
CIT.
Owners.
Anyway, in this way, and then the refinance didn't make sense because they shoving it around how they want to shove it around, you know what I mean? They push in the beginning, they put in the first quarter, they put more payment of interest away, and then you make more... on the real equipment, so it's not an even Steven thing that I pay every month like a certain percentage on the equipment and a certain percentage interest. You know what I mean? And then after a while, it doesn't, and it's sky high, the financing, and so the interest rate, but then it doesn't make sense to refinance because you paid already so much interest down. Not equipment, interest, you know, so it's, anyway, I'm not interested. Thanks, Spike.